Who do you think was one of his greatest fighters that he ever managed?
Well, let me name the first stable.
Okay.
Bobby Chaz,
mm-hmm.
Mike Rossman,
mm-hmm.
Vinny Pazienza,
mm-hmm.
Tony Ayala,
mm-hmm.
Jr.,
yep.
Livingston Pitbull Bramble,
mm-hmm.
James Hard Rock Green,
uh-huh.
Alex Ramos.
Mm.
That was the first stable. And Johnny Bump City Bumpers,
yeah.
And God rest his soul, Rocky Lockridge.
Yeah.
That was his stable. He had about 9 fighters. And just about every last one of them become world champion. The only one that didn't make it was James Hard Rock Green. But all these guys could fight, man.
Right.
They used to fight primetime on Sunday, NBC Sports Sunday.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and don't let me forget. I almost forgot. Frank Warren out of Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah.
Frank Warren. Yeah, he had 10.
Yeah.
Now, Frank Warren fought Buddy McGirt twice.
Yeah.
The first fight, he got a split decision.
Yeah.
The second fight, they fought for the vacant IBF.
Yeah.
Junior welterweight title, and McGirt busted him up. Mm. Busted him up and stopped him.
Right.
And wound up world champion.
Mm.
So he had 10 fighters in his stable.
Yeah. And what do you think now that I think it's admirable that Kathy mm-hmm. is trying to carry on the name and the legacy?
Well, you know, what can I say? I mean, wow. It is what it is. Daddy's gone, so somebody got to carry it on.
I kind of wish that Kathy had a little bit more stronger stable than what she has. She has one or two here and there, but I just kind of wish Main Events had a little bit more stronger stable because I think they had a good legacy and a good run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, you got Kathy and you got Dino. Dan passed away.
Right.
He passed away a little bit after when Holyfield fought Bo,
mm-hmm.
the first fight.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, he passed away. He passed away from cancer.
Right.
And so you got Dino, you got Kathy, mm-hmm. and you got Donna,
mm-hmm.
and you got I think he got another daughter.
And you know, and it also kind of pushed me around to Tim, another family that came up through the ranks like that, Joe and Dan Goosen. What you know about them?
I've seen them, but I didn't know anything about them.
Yeah.
But I know they recruited some pretty good boxers out of the amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
For one that I know is Michael Nunn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they grabbed him out of the Olympic. He was the alternate for I want to say Frank Tate.
Yeah.
And he was a middleweight. They made him come down to 156,
yeah.
and he still went to L.A.
Right.
Olympics back there in 84.
Right.
And they grabbed him and made him a superstar.
Right.
You know, and then they had this little African named Ben Tacky.
Oh, I remember Ben Tacky.
Wee!
Ben Tacky. Didn't he go by the name The Prophet?
Yeah, I watched him fight Roberto Garcia.
Yeah.
Boy. Roberto Garcia got his ass handed to him on that fight night.
Yeah, Ben Tacky.
And I ran into to Roberto Garcia when I had Juan Diaz fighting the main event down there in Laredo.
Uh-huh.
And we was at the hotel, and I think it was the Laredo or either Corpus Christi.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona. When he fought in Arizona before he mm-hmm. fought here in Houston.
Yeah.
We fought in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was walking to my room, and I walked past the workout room. I said, "You look familiar."
Right.
Went back. I said, "Roberto Garcia." I said, "Hey, man." Da 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 da. We laughing, talking. I told him who I was. I said, "Man, I saw you that night when you fought Ben Tacky."
Yeah.
He said, "Were you there?" I said, "I was looking dead at it." I said, "Boy, that was one hell of a fight."
Yeah.
He said, "Yeah." He said, "We just laughed and we traded cards, business cards, and stuff, you know." And he's an excellent trainer, man.
So, and-